All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. We are all happy to be here, fired up for the next 3 hours to provide you with entertainment and sports and otherwise. Barry's here, Nick's here, I'm here, and that's all you need to hear to know that we're going to do our part, you do yours, we'll have some fun. What's up, fellas?
I am in a great mood.
That'll last about, what, 5 minutes, Nick?
Why? 2.5 minutes?
Two and a half.
Ugh, depends on some wipes? Ken Hoffman is either sick or he ate a pile of poop because his mic stinks.
Is that the one he was using?
Yeah.
We already know you couldn't see him.
Right.
Because he knows how to duck the cameras.
I'm in a good mood, man. Things are looking up.
Oh, yeah. First of all, let's just get to the basics of most important on the start of the show. Props to my man, Barry Laminack. Nick, don't look surprised. Barry Laminack tweeting out last night, my man's going to be a star. He got an album deal. So all you punk asses out there that were saying, oh, amateur comedian, right, this, that, and the other thing, you can suck it!
I'm excited about this, man. This is a big big step for me. It's a big step. It's only one. It's not like a multi-album deal or anything. But I feel like if the first one goes well, they'll let me do others.
Yeah, just play the Nikki Six card, though. I mean, one album deal
only. Do cocaine and heroin?
And then make sure you retain the rights to all your stuff.
Oh, no, that won't happen. That's part of signing the deal. I'm kind of signing my life away.
Oh.
But, I mean, they don't own the material. I own the material. But I had a choice. I could do this myself. I could record my own album, which a lot of comedians do. Mm-hmm. And I had a guy lined up that recorded Jeff Ross's album that he recorded live at the Border Wall here in Texas.
All right.
So I found that engineer and I talked to him and it was going to be like, you know, $2,500, $3,000 to get it recorded. So I was like, okay. And that was start to finish. And then, of course, I would have to get art and all that. But then I'd have to promote it, distribute it, try to get it on XM Satellite, try to get it on Pandora and Spotify. So it was up to me to get it out to
all
distribute.
All the legwork, yeah.
So that's the great thing about this record deal is that they come to me. They record it. Wherever I want to go and record it, I can record it, I think. But they do all of the engineering. They do all the editing. They do all the mastering. They do the artwork. They do everything.
That's great.
And they distribute it. So, we talked about material and working clean versus working dirty and the opportunities that it creates if I work clean or have clean jokes within the album itself and how that – because they were saying like on – it's crazy. On XM Satellite, you know, there's comedy channels.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are dirty.
Yep.
There's like one or two that are not. And so they said basically like Raw Dog, which is a R-rated – comedy channel on XM. They said for Raw Dog, there's probably 40,000 tracks they can choose from. So when my album goes, they're submitted, and I'm one of 40,000, or I have maybe, you know, 6 tracks of 40,000 to choose from. So the chances of me getting heavy rotation is pretty slim. But he said on Laughs USA, which is a completely clean, there's 2,000 tracks to choose from.
Wow.
So your chances of getting rotation, especially if the material is good or whatever, it's new, goes way up. More rotation, more exposure, plus more money because they pay you. The sound scan's pretty good on XM Satellite. So there's that. And then they get me in the iTunes and Pandora and Spotify. So it's a really cool thing because it's going to allow me to kind of take that first step to getting some national exposure.
Dude, that's awesome.
National run. So I'm very excited about it. Yeah, this is a cool deal. I hope I get to record it here in Houston, but it's a cool thing. And then had a rough morning, though. Not going to lie. First thing, I don't know if you saw my tweet. You and Lisa are going to absolutely hate this. But public service announcement, if you drive a truck, and not just a regular truck, but if you drive a flatbed truck that doesn't have any sides, don't put your dog in the back.
Oh, my God, I hate that.
It's one thing to put your dog in the bed of a truck that has sides and your dog is, you know, maybe kind of small, or you tether the dog to the truck or whatever. I passed this flatbed pickup truck that had no sides on it, that had a dog standing up in the back that wasn't chained. So So if this dude had to swerve to avoid something, that dog is dead. It's going flying out of that truck. Like, that's awful, man. At least chain him up so that he can't slide out, fall out. It was terrible, dude. I took a picture of it, tweeted it out. If you want to see something that will infuriate you.
No doubt about it. Because here's the other thing.
I also made sure his license plate was in there, but whatever.
Good. Because the guy should be called out because, you know what? Lisa did the same thing. But how about this? With a horse. It was like a week ago.
I saw that on the news.
The horse in the back of the flatbed. And it was like.
He's like, I was only going a couple miles. Just ride the horse, you dumbass.
So infuriating. And that's the thing. Why don't we chain your ass up to the back of the truck and have Billy Ray give you a ride around the block and see if you make it?
I don't know if you know this, but actually a horse is a mode of transportation. You could have just rode it home and then went back and got your... You can't ride a dog home or wherever you're going. I get that. Even though this is a big dog. But you could ride the horse home. Why? Idiot. So that pissed me off when I saw that driving in. And then as I got here, I stopped and got some food, and I was running late, and, you know, surprise.
Yeah.
And I just busted my ass on the stairs.
Oh, my God. There's no video of this?
No, thank God.
Oh, Nick.
I was running up, man, and it's only two flights. I got right almost to our floor and missed a step, and then my foot got caught. And I ate it, and my food was everywhere, and my drink. Luckily, that's the only thing I held on to was my drink. It didn't spill, but I banged up my arm a little bit. And I was like, God, thank God that I didn't get here when one of you guys got here and we walked up together. I would have never lived this down.
Even the aftermath of you just having a lawn sale spread out across a couple flights of stairs would have been fantastic.
I had my backpack on and it's heavy. Oh, it was just a wreck.
You make the album deal, you fall, the step hits you in the chin.
Break my neck.
Your tooth comes through your lip and you're like, I'm Barry Lambert.
I'd be like Kanye through the wire.
Yeah, that's right.
That'd be my thing.
The artwork would have been great on the cover of the album.
Do all my jokes through the wire, just like Kanye. It'll be fantastic.
That would have been fantastic. God, I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah, I'm. At least I told you. At least I told you my stupid ass fell down the stairs, or up the stairs, I should say. But yeah, it was. It's been an interesting morning. Spent all morning. Got up. The cat is doing better. I'm happy to report.
Because when you said it was a bad morning, I was worried.
No, cat is doing better. It's those meds, dude. That Xanax had him all messed up. So we got the cat off of Xanax, but, you know, got up, did my thing. I didn't get to contribute a lot to the show, Doc, but I did watch the movie, so we're good. You guys like the movie?
Yeah, Nick, so about that.
Huh?
You want to...
I mean, I already know. I'm just going to... Yeah, I just want you to publicly admit
that
you guys are a bunch of
dicks. I intended to watch the movie.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I intend to do a lot of things. But you know what? The one thing I do, I care about this show. And I care about the people. And when we as a team tell the people, you watch this movie. We're going to talk about it on Thursday. I watch the movie because I don't want to let the people down. Apparently, you two don't care about letting the people down.
Nick was watching HGTV and got adventurous in his yard.
He did not.
He yelled at me down the hallway.
Plants, but it had nothing to do with the yard. Yeah.
He yelled at me down the hallway and asked me. And I was like, well, right now, what am I going to do? I could take one of two routes. I could lie through my teeth.
Oh, boy.
Or I could just be honest right from the get-go. And I was like, Nick, no, I didn't. And he's like, yeah, me neither. We'll just have to tell Barry. I go, no, because if Barry did... This ain't going away quietly, and lo and behold, Nick, the minute that I said, hey, man, we didn't watch the movie, he's like, wait, who, what?
Yeah. I had to stop what I was doing this morning.
I feel like the turnaround time on this homework assignment was too quick.
2 days. 2 days to watch a two-hour movie.
We could have waited until next week.
Let us roll over a weekend where we have some time.
I did it this morning. You didn't have to, like... No, both of y'all can
first
suck
of all,
it, okay.
I thought about
you
it
had
last
plenty
night.
Of time.
I thought about it last night, and
you could have stopped that Rockets game that was an annihilation and started watching the movie.
Oh, I was knee deep in the Astros and Ron Culpa. By the way, I in my response to this movie thing, I'm going to pull a Ron Culpa. I can do whatever I want, and I chose to not watch. Okay?
Okay, well, you chose to let the people down, just like Ron Culpa.
Because here's the thing: I brought it up to Lisa. I go, "Oh man, I got to watch this movie too," and she goes, "You got to what?" I go, yeah, we got this new thing where we're going to start watching movies and review them, and then the peeps can join us. And she goes, how long is it? I go, like Barry said, like 2 hours and 15 minutes. She goes, do you idiots not realize that you have a family and kids and dogs? You can't have time to do that. And I go,
what?
Yeah, I was like, Lisa, I realized this, but I can make this work. And then I just I fell asleep.
That's a pleasant.
I had to.
What? Like, you're not allowed to watch movies because you got married and had a kid?
No.
Again, put that on the list of reasons I don't want a kid if I can't watch movies.
But the thing is that Taylor normally goes to bed when Lisa does. And so as soon as they went to bed, I was like, well, I'll start watching the movie then, and then I'll finish it by the end of the night. And then all of a sudden, the bedroom door cracks open, and I hear, Daddy, I don't want to sleep with Mommy right now. And I'm like, great. That means
neither
I'm
gonna... does Daddy.
So I just knew that I was going to be entertaining Taylor for the next couple hours. Uh-huh. And the next thing I knew, it was like fourth quarter of the Rockets game, and I woke up on the couch, and she was sleeping next to me. I was like, yeah, I'm not watching that.
Okay, now here's a good suggestion. Somebody said give the movie nomination on Friday and then talk about them on Monday.
That's what I'm saying. Then I got a weekend. Then I can pull it off.
I like that. I like that we could do Monday, like a Monday movie moments, but without Trey.
Right.
It'd just be Monday movie review or something like that. I'm down with that.
Monday movie madness, and we'll review it. I don't care.
Okay. I'm down with this idea. Are you down with this idea, Nicholas?
Yeah, but how many are we doing? Like,
oh, we're going to do seven, one for each day, but we'll do them all over the weekend. So we'll have seven movies to watch over the week. I'm just kidding. Look at your face.
Yeah, you are a little concerned right now.
Even I don't have time to watch seven movies.
Like twice a month.
I mean, okay.
Once you pick a theme for Way Back Wednesday, we'll advance to movies.
Yeah,
I picked a theme. I pick a theme every year. And the text every week. Line,
every year. Did you hear what he said? I pick a theme every year.
Every week. Every week.
You're right.
Once a year, you
Once
pick a theme.
Once a year
theme.
Is pretty good.
Nailed it. Yeah, that was the most accurate thing you've ever said.
Now you're never
going to
let
show.
That go. And y'all know I've suggested way more themes.
FBI
they
and
all
baseball.
They all suck unless Kirsten did it.
They are awful.
What's her name again?
Kirsten.
Yeah, you messed that one
I
up.
I did mess that one
yeah. up. I'm down with every 2 weeks. We can make it like a first and the 15th or something like that, where on the first and the 15th of the month.
I just figured.
Huh?
Payday.
Yeah, payday. That way people can pay to see the movie on Netflix. I don't know how that works.
That was a disaster, too.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Yeah. Critical. Then
yeah, because y'all were critical about me saying every year. Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, what's that movie about, by the way?
The Highwayman?
Yeah.
You picked.
Yeah, you picked
it. No, I mean, I'm talking to the guy who watched the movie.
Oh, it's great. I was really surprised because when I first saw it, I thought, okay, this isn't going to be that good. It's an old-timey thing, and I'm not a huge Costner fan, but I kind of like it. But then when he meets up with Woody Harrelson, and then they start on the adventure, it's actually really funny, and I really like the fact that the attention to detail. Like, at one point, they meet in an alley, and why are you laughing?
Nothing, just...
At one point, they meet in an alley, and this is, I mean, it's set back in the day, but, like, there's the detail in the movie is so good. In the alley, they actually have these bottles set up, like old-timey Coke bottles. Just, like, you didn't have to do that.
I saw that on the coming attractions, too. Okay, but you then know when what? I got into the actual movie.
No, and, like, you didn't have to do that. You, like, actually had, like, that. There's just those attention to details and stuff like that. It was really cool.
I'm not buying all that.
Oh, you'll see it. I'll pull it up and show you. Yeah, that's me. I don't know why that happened. Yeah, no, that's exactly the case. It's really good. Like, and then they're competing with the Rangers to try to find Bonnie and Clyde, and that's a pretty good interaction too. I'm telling you, like, the script itself is really well written. But we can talk more about it on Monday.
I'm digging the fact that Woody Harrelson and Costner are in it.
It's yeah, and their interactions are really good. At first, I was like, God, Costner looks old and fat, but that's the point. Yeah, I don't want to ruin it, though, if you hadn't watched it yet, because you guys haven't, obviously.
Well, at least we owned up to it.
What are you saying? Are you saying I didn't watch it?
I'm not saying. I'm just going to let the judge in. You bought some time for yourself as well, so.
I mean, I maybe watched the first 30 minutes.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's why I asked him, what's the movie about?
I really wanted to go the whole show and then tell you at the end.
No way. But I was reading through it, especially when you started worrying about Coke bottles on the side of the...
No, I did notice that, though. That really did happen. There's a point when they meet in an alley and a car, and like I'm like, because I'm one of those guys that I'm like, okay, this is a period piece. I'm gonna see where if there's like a point where they mess up, like you see something
old logo,
like a
new
cell
logo
phone,
or...
yeah. And so at one point, I'm like looking at the scene, and as they drive off, I'm looking for, you know, oh, where are some modern lights or whatever. And then in the corner of this alley, there's these old, you know, 1920s or whatever Coke bottles. I was like, well, they didn't have to do that. They could have just left it as the alley. I thought it was interesting. You'll see. You'll see that I'm right, but no, I didn't watch the whole thing.
See? There you go. I knew it was coming out in the wash at some point.
Shut up!
Hey!
Not today, Satan. At least I watched more than you jerks did.
We don't know. that could be reviewed?
I can pull up my Netflix right now and pick up where I left off, and you can see it.
Okay. Is it before or after the credits roll? The opening credits.
Shut up. I watched the whole thing.
Liar.
Well, I watched.
See, listeners? Suspects know. They can trust me.
That,
and Nick.
You see that red line, Joel? That's how much I watched.
So you watched 37 seconds.
No, I'm going to screenshot it right here. Look, this is where I'm at. See? What does that say? I have an hour 20 left.
The attention to detail on the rocks and gravel?
I have an hour 20. I have an hour 20 left of a 2 hour and 20 minute movie. So I watched an hour of it. So both of you could suck it. I watched an hour more than you did.
Well, your math right there was swift.
You like that? I watched more than either one of you did.
I figured he would watch like 1 hour at the 10 a.m. hour and then like the second hour in his truck on the way over here. Like
I
on the
swear
highway.
To God, that is the funniest thing because I'm thinking, all right, I got to leave here by 11:45, but I can put, it's a laptop. I can just put it on the seat. Swear to God.
I considered it. I could have put my cell phone like on my dash.
Yeah.
We're worried about dogs in the back of trucks, but Barry's driving while watching a movie.
Watching movies on a laptop on the way in? That would be awful. I chose not to do that. But, like, this is a really good scene right here. Where this is where I was talking about the showdown between the
Rangers. The attention to detail on the gravel is fantastic.
Okay, you just run with that if you want to. But you'll see what I'm talking about, young man. And the people that did do their homework know exactly what I'm talking about. And the people that like cash better listen up because there's this app called Get Upside. If you don't have it, you should go out and download it right now. It's completely free to put on your phone. It's in iTunes and Google Play. Called Get Upside. It gets you cash back on the stuff you buy, like gas and food, which are two things that every Houstonian has to have, gas and food. First of all, put in promo code Barry when you download it, B-A-R-R-Y, because I want you to get extra savings on your first fill up. But here's how it works. You have the Get Upside app on your phone. It's completely free. And like say you need to fill up today on the way home from work. You just pull up the map. You find a gas station in your area. You choose the cashback offer that you want. And you go fill up. And then you pay with a debit or credit card. Boom, done. Upload your receipt. You're getting cash back within 24 hours. And up to 25 cents a gallon cash back at over 500 stations, gas stations around the city. So this isn't just some, you know, selective thing. There's a ton of places to get gas, fill up, and get cash back. And use that promo code Barry because you'll get extra savings on that first fill up. My wife got 30 cents a gallon back on her first fill up. We've had listeners yesterday that said they got like 35 cents a gallon, I think, they got 45 cents a gallon on a 35 gallon tank. That's a lot of money. There's listeners that have $200 that they've already gotten cash back in their pocket through Get Upside. Honest to God, I don't know why you're not using this if you haven't downloaded it and started using it yet, because you are literally leaving money at the gas pump and at the table. If you go and eat at Wendy's, Popeyes, Burger King, any of those places, you're leaving money at the table. Download Get Upside. Put in promo code Barry. Start getting cash back in your pocket and thank me later.
Bonnie and Clyde, Hope and B, holla. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Back on The Usual Suspects. Good news for the peeps, as always. Nick and I are honest, and we're all three here for you, but Barry mentioned what? The dog in the back of the flatbed. I'm on it already. All I had to do once you posted that picture with a plate was send it to my wife right away. Where is this? Give me the details. She's going to take care of that mess because, believe me, that whole thing on the news got blown up because she took charge of that one with the horse.
Somebody said DV plate. I don't know what that means. Is that disabled vet? That doesn't excuse you from putting a dog's life in risk. You have a cab of a truck. Put him up front. I don't understand why. Or just don't take. I don't know. That's just, being a disabled vet doesn't excuse it. I'm sorry. That's just dangerous.
You know what? Then if something happens to you while you're in the cab of that truck, have a dog that might be able to help you sitting next to you instead of back on the flatbed flying around like dangling from a leash.
If that was a regular truck, I wouldn't have cared. I just wouldn't have cared.
Oh, I don't like that either.
Well, I don't like it, but I wouldn't have cared as much. At least there's walls. If you got to slam on your brakes or take a quick turn, the dog's not going to fly out necessarily. On that and not being chained up, Nah, that's just not good.
There's a listener on hold by the name of Tony that's apparently following this very truck right now.
What?
Yeah, he's on hold right now.
No way.
Yeah, let's see, let's get him in. Are you still following this truck, Tony?
Hey, guys. I'm on Beltway North, on the north part of the loop.
Yeah.
Get 45 to head north to deliver fuel to a store up there. And this guy just flew by me with this flatbed truck. It's a black flatbed. I couldn't tell if it was a Chevrolet or a Ford. And this big old white dog in the back. And
that's
I know it's exactly that dog you're talking about.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. There's a pink sign in the window.
Yes, there's a pink sign and a for sale sign in the back window.
It's exactly what the sign says, for sale.
Tony. Yep. Tony, and it depends on what you have to do in your day, but I know that Lisa had viewers and listeners that called out and called the authorities, and the guy got in trouble with the horse. So if you got time, all you got to do is get that license plate into the authorities, and they can do something about it.
Brother, if I could, the guy's flying through traffic. Unfortunately, I'm in a tanker truck, and I cannot keep up with the
with
guy.
With a dog in the back. No, that's Tony, ridiculous.
Tony, we appreciate you checking in, man. Thank you.
Unbelievable. This dude is flying through traffic with a dog in the back. That's unbelievable. God.
I like how we did like a little like live update of
that.
That's fantastic.
That's dope, man. That's better than a police chase. It's a dumbass chase. Like, this dude's going to get this dog killed.
Yeah.
Awful. Awful, awful.
We get answers for the peeps quickly.
BH Blitzer said, spoiler alert, they killed Bonnie and Clyde. All right, you're blocked. No, you kind of knew that. That's like when you watch a movie in the Bible. You pretty much know
what's going on. I'm out now. I'm not watching it.
Wait a minute. They killed Jesus?
Screw the whole thing.
I watched this movie on the Bible. They killed Jesus?
Who thought of this dumb idea?
Nobody told me they killed Jesus.
Now I'm not doing it.
Hey, don't worry. He comes back. What? You ruined it for me.
It's the same thing. I'm out. Not doing it now. That's mean. The ending is ruined for me. I want more people. I want to get this dude with the dog.
Okay.
That aggravates me. I'm going to send Lisa another message.
All right.
She
should have had him recite the license plate live on the air.
Yeah. We got the picture.
Yeah, it's on the pic. It's on my Twitters. You see the pink sign that I was talking about that he was talking about? It doesn't look safe for this dog. I mean, honest to God, it doesn't look safe. Again, and so where was it? Rock and Rod sent a picture of a maroon truck with a dog in the back. I'm fine with that. I'm not. I know you're not, but that's not as bad. That's not as bad. You should
still
see.
Still, if the truck hits
at
a bump,
Barry is funny. If you want to see, go at Barry is funny. That's not okay. The picture that I sent out, not okay.
So. If a truck hits a bump or swerves, that dog could be in serious jeopardy. You don't care.
Okay. I mean, I do, but just not as much as this. I'm sorry. I'm prioritizing, Joel.
All right. My priority right now is to tell you about the great people at Fitz Roofing. Because Fitz Roofing, they're making sure that they make a difference one home at a time here in Houston, Texas. And I'm telling you, man, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call them. They will do a free, no-obligation inspection. Maybe you got a roof leak. Maybe you're thinking about putting a new roof on your house. These are the people to do it, because after the hurricane, we knew that there were storm chasers, deposit thieves, and sketchy roofers all over town just trying to get your money up front, and then they were going to skip out without doing a great job. That's not what they do at Fitz, because Fitz is implanted into this community, and they're entrenched in making sure that they do quality roofing at a fair price for you, the people of H-Town. So much so that they have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau and 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor. It's just the right place to do business with. They use CertainTeed shingles. They're the best shingles in the business, and they are so highly regarded in the way that they use CertainTeed that they are actually a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet that criteria and get that status. They got it. You need it. That's why you go to Fitz. Their base warranties are longer and better than your average roofer. Just give them a call, 832-521-3001, or you can get online to fitzroofing.com, which is F-I-T-Z roofing.com. But either way, you'll get that free no obligation inspection, and you can go from there. And I'm guaranteeing it when I tell you this, Fitz Roofing is making a difference one home at a time. Half hour into the big show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Thursday. A little extra treat for you, because normally we do our Comedian of the Week on an F Yeah Friday, but because we have a comedian sitting right here to my right, we sometimes have treats for you peeps. So not only will we have a Comedian of the Week tomorrow, which Barry's already selected, but we're also going to have a little extra treat and have someone stop in and join us today.
Yeah, Rob Mungo's going to be here at 2:30. He is a whiskey brother. He is a longtime veteran of the Houston comedy scene. He's an anime voiceover guy who does a lot of Comic-Cons and whatever I don't know, anime, what do they call them? Meetups, nerd herds. I don't know what the hell they're called. Well, wherever there's anime
conventions, right?
Conventions, that's the word. So when they have anime conventions, he's there because he does a lot of voices. We'll find out which ones it is so all you anime dorks can geek out over Rob Mungle. But yeah, funny dude, my mom's favorite comedian. Go figure.
There you go.
And not even me.
That sucks. It's,
yeah, I'm her second favorite comedian. But Rob Mungle, no.
There's some up and comers that your mom's been able to peep lately.
I'm making an assumption. Okay. Yeah, so he's going to join us at 2:30 because he is retiring from comedy. He's just going to go walk away. So he's having his retirement show this week. And I said, man, come on, we'll show you some love. Come on Thursday. And try to get you guys out there to show some support. So.
Dude, voiceover work must be good. You're just going to walk away from comedy?
Well, it's way better than comedy, I'll tell you that.
Good for him.
All the Whiskey Brothers, they blew up. They got national run, and they got a great podcast, the Whiskey Brothers podcast. So.
That's awesome.
I don't know. I think he might still do that. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll ask him.
I would think so, because all you got to do is just sit in your big chair in your pajamas and...
That's not how their podcast works. They actually do stuff like Warehouse Live and House of Blues where they have shows and people show up.
Well, I mean, for
like
voice work, you can wear your skivvies.
I think he goes, well, I don't know if he does that at home or not. We'll find out.
All right. We'll get all this information. We'll get to the bottom of it. If you have questions, keep them. We got our own. So we'll continue to roll on. I see he hung up. Paul was going to call, and then he hung up.
Yeah.
He said, that damn dog.
He literally, right when you looked up is when he hung up.
Yeah.
Like literally 10 seconds
ago. Paul, call right back if you have information on the dog. If it's important.
He doesn't have information.
Can I just tell you right now, fellas?
I don't think so. From the way it was listed in the call
screen.
That
damn dog?
Yeah, I don't think.
Paul, if it sucked, don't call back. You did the right thing. If you have actual pertinent information, then call back.
No, no, no. Paul, if it's your flatbed truck and you're driving it, you're not getting off easy because you've called the show before. Let's put it that way.
If it's your flatbed truck, pull over and punch yourself in the face because you're a jerk for doing that to your dog.
Because if that's our regular caller, Paul... The one that wanted you to eat a poop steak after eating or drinking.
Yeah, that's definitely Ezekiel Elliott, Paul.
Yeah.
If Ezekiel Elliott gets 25 receptions.
You know by the end of that call, he's going to be talking like this, telling you, if that dog fell off the truck, just shoot him.
Hey, Barry and guys, love the show. My name is Angel. Congratulations. Thank you.
Oh.
I was just getting to some text. Barry, if they offer you a show or something big, are you going to leave the suspects? No.
Damn it.
Not really. Though.
Nick was already halfway into the studio.
I was like,
I'm in, baby.
You know, sometimes you got to, dude, your success continues to accumulate.
Not really the reaction I was looking for, guys. I was really.
And maybe you need to vacate that seat. That's all I'm saying.
I was really thinking that you guys would be, you know, when I'm big time and important and y'all aren't, I wouldn't leave you. I would stay here.
Nick's
and
just worried about what you're going to put in the credits.
I would
for the album.
I would stay here and slum it with you guys.
Ah, there it is.
No, I'm not going anywhere. Trust me, it's a big deal for me. But this is the long term thing, and this is one step in what I hope are many. But
I don't know about Barry's voice, but his laugh sounds like Snagglepuss.
Okay.
Oh, wait, that's my great phone number.
Oh, is it? You texted that? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that happens. That I get comments on my laugh quite a bit, which, okay.
Paul's back.
Oh, good. Paul, I swear to God, this better be good. If this sucks, I'm going to ban you for a month.
Oh, that'd be all right, too. Hey, as far as the dog goes, first of all, I meant Zeke Elliott getting touches, not receptions. Let's get that cleared up right off the bat.
Well,
second of all, I want to talk about the dog.
Okay.
Get some of the listeners out there to get a hot rod or something and catch up to that guy and rescue that dog before he gets killed.
We're trying, man. Wow. We're trying.
Great insight. We'll talk to you in June. Get out of here. That was nothing.
Wow.
And he absolutely said reception.
Barry just harsh. Boom.
Let's get that clear.
Actually, I like Paul. I think it's unintentionally very funny.
I stand by my poop steak, but I ain't talking about Zeke's
Paul
touches.
Is a regular.
Yeah, Paul. I like Paul, actually. I kind of enjoyed that, even though it was an awkward call. Yeah, no kidding. We should get someone to catch up to him, Paul. That's what we're literally trying to do.
Really wasn't Barry, it was me. Because I could tell when Barry cut you off, he was kind of joking, but I felt like it was fun to just drop him.
Yeah. No, that was actually pretty funny. Thank you for the insight. Wow. We would have never thought to get someone to fix this.
In a hot rod. Get someone in a hot rod and catch up to him.
Get out there and get her done.
I mean, if he's coming, if he's on the north side and you're coming from Sugar Land in a hot rod, that's 7.5 minutes if you floor it.
Dog shouldn't be in the back of a truck. Talk about it. I'm out.
Click. Yep, that's it right there, too. Go. Yeah. Go.
Yeah. Right. Well, Paul.
Yeah, we'll talk to you in June, Paul. You
Paul's can, gotten you so much grief from us.
Go ahead and take May off. We'll talk to you in June.
That's the way we're going to get it going. So the worst kept secret in college basketball is now out. Coach Kelvin Sampson is under contract for another 6 years. Deal is done. Six at $3 million a year is exactly what was rumored. It's out there. It's now done. And the one thing we didn't know, which is one thing that I had brought up to you guys, is exactly what they put into this deal, as his son Kellen will be the coach in waiting when he does walk away. And that's something I told you was important to him that he had wanted from the time he took the job. And now it's come out that that's part of the deal. Mm-hmm. So at least in terms of having the right person as the front man for your program. Yep. And you and I talked about this in the video we did for Sports Map, the fact that it won't hurt recruiting and your current roster will stay intact because they know that they don't have to transfer if they don't like playing for the new coach.
That's huge.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, especially like that's usually a struggle when you lose a coach. I mean, you look at Tom Herman and you look at some of the other things that have happened to programs where coaches move on. Losing your top recruits is a big part of that. That's why you want to keep your guys, so your coaches. So, I mean, good for them. I'm glad he's locked up. I saw that a tweet or something. I don't remember what it was. Driving in. I mean, I was at a stoplight, so it wasn't like I was reading and driving.
So you put the movie away?
Yeah. But they said that now his son is the coach in waiting. He's literally next. So
yep,
pretty cool.
And I knew that was something that was very, he was very passionate about. So that's great that he's going to take care of the family. That means Lauren, his daughter, is going to stay as director of basketball operations.
But that's what we talked about. I mean, we said last week when we were talking about him possibly going to Arkansas, don't discount the fact that he's setting his kids up too. And, and that they're already kind of entrenched in U of H and the culture and what they're doing. And so that all that plays into their favor and good for them, good for the program, good for him. And it's like, what's his name? LeVar Ball said, if you could set something up for your kids to take care of them, you'd absolutely do that. And he did. And I don't begrudge him one second or one bit for that.
Good. And here's the other thing, remember, because I brought this up to you as well. I'd be curious to see what Buzz Williams got from A&M, because A&M has so much more financially to pull from. It's a $500,000 difference, just contract-wise.
Really?
Buzz is on the average of 3.5 a year. And again, Nick, not that I'm the math major, but at six years and 18 mil, that's $3 million a year. So the $500,000 difference, and I don't know if that factors in the shoe deals and everything like that, but a $500,000 difference, but the fact that your team is already on the upside and heading for bigger and better things, at least hopefully, where they're at in terms of the national stage, and A&M's going to have to rebuild, you got the right guy, and it's good for the program. And I think A&M got a great coach, too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy for A&M. I'm happy for U of H. I'm glad that there's coaches in this state that can help, too, because, I mean, let's face it, until U of H made
it's going to make recruiting real interesting.
Basketball in Texas wasn't going great.
Right. Texas, I know you guys were not, absolutely
I'm saying Texas as the state, not UT. I'm saying in general.
And Texas, by the way, for those of you enthralled with UT, they're in the NIT championship game tonight.
Nice.
Against, like, Lipscomb.
Lipscomb?
Did I pause there? I just meant...
Yeah,
I just
you don't meant, add a comma.
I didn't... I thought I just slowly pronounced to enunciate Lipscomb.
You put a dash in there?
No.
Lipscomb. Nope. So. But it is kind of cool, and you know, I don't know much about college basketball, but listening to AJ, I know that's surprising when you consider how well I did
you
with my bracket.
You watch it every night.
I know. But hearing AJ get pumped, not pumped, but... praising the Aggies. He's a notorious Aggie hater. Like, he hates the Aggies.
He covered the horn.
He hates the Aggies almost as much as he hates Houston teams.
I thought you going to say me.
This is me fanning those flames. Anyways, but to hear him praise the Aggies and the signing and Buzz and how much he likes them as a coach, as an Aggie fan, a lifelong fan, I'm very excited about that. Not that I'm going to be like, oh, man, I've been following Aggie basketball since I was knee-high to a grass. No, but, you know, I mean, I definitely have been following the football team that long. But it's nice when your football team or your basketball
team
is
winning. It's nice when your university is known for their athletics and not just football.
That's a great way to put it.
That's a big thing. Yeah. And the other thing is, and Aggie fans, I speak from experience with Buzz, because Buzz was in my backyard at Marquette in Milwaukee.
Oh, did you?
They loved him there, and they wanted him to stay there. And he has jumped many a puddle for a bigger, better deal. He did it to Virginia Tech. Now he's done it to the Aggies.
Yeah.
Good news is you got yourself a hell of a coach. Bad news is he ain't probably done staying in College Station.
This is, yeah. A&M isn't necessarily a destination school for a top-notch
coach. I'm not saying
put
him in the back of a flatbed and make sure you tie him down, but I'm saying just be aware of the fact that he's here now, but he could be gone in a while, so make sure you take care of him.
Get it while you can.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Just hour number one, 3-hour show. Plenty more to get to, and we told you some of the things we got on our minds, but maybe you got something on your mind you want to get off your chest. We're here for you. HR&P Listener Line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, hit us on Twitter, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What are you laughing at? Back! Hour number one, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, Barry. What are you cackling at?
So, actually, it's funny that it came up because when I went to take this bathroom break, I was coming back and Tyler was like, hey, congrats on the album thing. I was like, thanks. And he said, you should get out Hefe to do one of his Photoshops for your cover art. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, that's not a bad idea, or maybe on the inside. But I was like, that's the two things that I was most excited or most nervous about is what am I going to call the album? Because I don't really have a theme to my set. And then what am I going to call the album? And then what's the cover art going to be? I have no idea.
Because you know, El Jefe was tweeting. He was upset because he was listening and he heard that you were going to have that the record label would do the cover art. And he was not happy. I swear to God, I will show you the tweet.
He tweeted it? Where?
He absolutely did.
No.
I will find it for you. Yes, he did.
I don't believe that for 1 second.
Well, that's shocking you don't believe me, but I'm going to show you.
Oh, there it is. I could have done Barry's artwork for free.
Shocker.
Now it would have been now it wouldn't have been great, but whatever. Okay. Anyways, so Tyler said it definitely has to be me on my cell phone with my hair. You've seen that picture?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And, but a friend of mine tagged me from back when AJ and I did the Whataburger challenge. She was like, this definitely has to be your
cover. That would be, that's a good one too. But I think you're going to capitalize.
But that looks nothing like me now. Like, I have hair in this picture. I was a lot fatter. And I'm not going to be fat on the cover art.
In the rap R&B community, a lot of people, if they see this on like iTunes, are going to think, wait, Third Base came back with a comeback album?
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to click on it.
But yeah, that's one of the fun parts is figuring out what I'm going to call it and the cover art. But anyways, that's what I was laughing about because I just saw that picture of me eating a hamburger looking like I was about to vomit. So that would make a great album cover.
That would.
You know what? Speaking of vomit, did you watch the Astros game last night?
Let's talk about Mr. Ron Culpa.
Let's just talk about the fact that things aren't going well for the hometown team, but it's a tough road trip. I didn't realize this. I heard Charlie say this because he's the fountain of knowledge. At no time last year did they go 2-5 on a 7-game road trip. At no time last year did that happen.
Wow.
Yeah, and they start off 2-5. Happened twice the year they won the World Series, he said. So that's all thanks to Charlie Polillo. Again, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to panic. I mean, you look at how bad the Red Sox are right now. You look at how bad the Yankees are. You look at how good teams like the Mariners are playing, and I'm not worried about it. So it's not that big of a deal. What I'm more worried about, more bothered about, is the fact that that umpire last night, was it Ron Culpa?
Ron Culpa.
Is an a-hole.
Yeah, you know, it got me pretty fired up. And the more you saw it, you know, a lot of things were flashing through my head. One, this whole Angel Hernandez thing with A.J. Hinch in the preseason when they basically said that he had come out and told Hinch, I blow about 4 calls a game. Now, that you can debate that, but it's probably in that range. But when you look at the amount of calls that Culpa blew last night, and you looked at the fact that in a lot of them, he was doing it with animosity and like, I'm going to get you back, or you gave me a dirty look, so the next one that you think is a strike, I'm going to call a ball, whatever. And then on top of that, the fact that he threw Cintron out, and within a pitch, he threw Hinch out. And the premise of the whole thing was the fact that AJ said, you should only be worried about what's out on the field and out on the mound and keep your focus that way. And he kept looking in the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
and then tossed him for telling him that. Saying, and then, and you, does, you, well, you, whether you're watching the broadcast or anywhere on social media, you can read his lips and you can hear him with the field mic say, "I can do whatever I want."
Well, yeah, part of the problem was, okay, so if they're chattering at you from the dugout about balls and strikes, you have every right as an umpire, and they know the rules that you shouldn't. So you give them a warning and tell them to shut up. That's fine. But even after you ejected Cintron, it was Cintron that got thrown out, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Even after you ejected Cintron, that's the end of it. But when you're out there and you call a strike and you just look in the dugout's direction, that's the part that I think AJ Hinch had a problem with. And I 1,000% agree with him. Even if there's stuff that's being said in the dugout, bro, that's baseball. Everybody talks to the umpire when they're at the plate or on the mound and you're not agreeing with it. And so you're going to chatter. And if that bothers you that much, maybe umpiring's not your thing and you shouldn't be out there. But stop looking. All you were doing was trying to rile them up. That's all you were doing. Now, remember, this goes back to AJ Hinch when he got thrown out in a spring training game.
From Angel Hernandez.
And he talked about it. And I guarantee you that this is some form or fashion, a way of him being like, yeah, you're not going to bully me like you bully Angel Hernandez. You're not going to – I'll run you too. And then to do what he did to Gerrit Cole in the warm-up –
yeah, that's where I was going next.
Such BS.
That he said that he basically was reacting because, you know, the pitchers are on a time limit. And in between innings, Cole didn't come out in his mind in time. So therefore, you know, normally pitchers get, I think, 8 warm-up pitches. After about the third warm-up pitch, he basically came out, yelled out something to the mound, and then Cole still wanted to warm up, threw another pitch. He got so mad, he stepped over home plate so that Cole couldn't throw another pitch, turned around and started barking at him out to the mound, and basically told him that if he wants more warm-up pitches, he needs to come out on time. So much so that he fired up Cole. Obviously, it was on his mind the rest of the game. How couldn't it be? And then when he threw his last pitch, it got to the point where he put his mitt over his face, but he had plenty to say to Culpa before he left the field. And this is just not – this is going back to Joey Crawford in the NBA. This is when you think you're bigger and better. It's not about you, and you think you're bigger than the game, and you want to draw attention to yourself. This is BS. And the other thing is, as much as we've said how officiating is down across the board and we've hammered NFL, we've even got on NBA – at least from the NBA perspective, they have to come out the next day and admit when they were wrong.
Yep.
It's about time that baseball does something so they have to do the same thing. Because you're right. Balls and strikes, unless it's done by a computer, everybody's got their own zone. People chart that. They show it online. Some guys have a high zone, low zone, whatever. But when you start getting into the reactions, the emotions, and trying to make yourself invincible, and you make a statement that everybody can hear and see, that he can do whatever he wants, that's a problem Major League Baseball needs to nip in the bud right now.
Yeah, I don't – it's him out there just basically whipping out his junk and saying, look, I'm going to put this on the table.
Showboat.
And y'all ain't going to do nothing about it because I can do whatever I want. If you literally say that, you should be suspended. You can't just go out there and get in a manager's face and say, I can do whatever I want. And then when you're having a conversation with Max Stassi –
yes.
You push Max Stassi like, I'm done talking to you.
Yep.
If Max Stassi would have done that during a conversation and put his hands on Ron Culpa and pushed him like, I'm done talking to you, even if they're laughing, Ron Culpa would have lost his mind. I think that should not go unpunished. And I think of the three things, of all the stuff that's getting talked about, that's the least that's talked about.
You're right.
And it should be addressed.
Because he's going to say, I didn't lay hands on him.
Doesn't matter.
Used the mask. Doesn't matter. And shoved him with it, his mask. But you're absolutely right. I saw that too, and I was like,
even
this
if you're
dude
laughing,
thinks he's invincible.
Even if you're laughing and stuff like that, you still should not have put your hands on me. And if I'm Max Stassi, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to file a complaint because, one, you threw my manager out. You were being a dick to my pitcher. I don't like none of this, and you should be held accountable for it. And he absolutely should. And the Astros should do something about it. And Major League Baseball needs to do something about it because I'm not one of those guys. I try to be pretty level-headed when it comes to this stuff. Like, nah, you're blowing it out of proportion. I think Astros had a legitimate beef about this last night.
And I
think the fans have a legitimate beef about it. And I think if he doesn't say, I can do whatever I want, it's probably not a big deal.
I'm totally with
honestly,
you.
Honestly, if he doesn't, even the push of Max Stassi, it looks more like, oh, he's just messing around. And they're, you know, he's trying to mend fences, so to speak. And they're just playfully whatever. But the fact that you do what you did, then say what you said, and then follow that up with walking in front of Gerrit Cole and pushing Max Stassi, nah.
Here's the thing.
You should be handled by MLB.
I've told you guys this before, and we know that it's a Rockets thing. When things like this happen, they're quick to send the tape to the league office as quick as possible. This is one where I don't know if the Astros are the same way on a regular basis, but this is one that definitely needs to be, where video needs to be submitted,
yep.
And someone owes them an explanation of what the hell was going on last yep. night.
Absolutely.
So, Astros off tonight. They will have the home opener tomorrow. So, they will be home to open the season at Minute Maid tomorrow, but off tonight. So, we'll continue to roll on. Hour number one's in the books. That means still 2 hours to go with the big show. Plenty more to get to. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.